From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jacob Kornhauser. A Spike Lee documentary about the University of Missouri protests and its football team's threatened boycott premieres at the Missouri Theater near campus tonight. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that a one-hour version of the documentary titled Two Fists Up will be shown. Lee worked with ESPN to make the documentary. It was slated to premiere May 31st as part of a package of short films by Lee, collectively called Spike Lee's Little Joints. ESPN publicist Jennifer Singeri says the network still plans to premiere a 22-minute version of the documentary on the network's platforms around that time. A third 30-minute version of the documentary will also be shown at the Tribeca Film Festival this month in New York City. The top two elections officials in St. Louis County will testify before the Missouri House Urban Issues Committee after ballot shortages affected nearly 8% of precincts yesterday. Committee Chairman Courtney Curtis, a Democrat from Ferguson, announced the hearing today. Curtis initially asked that both Democratic Elections Director Eric Fay and Republican Director Gary Furr testify tomorrow. The directors requested a delay to allow more time to gather information on what went wrong. A date for the hearing has not yet been set, and the St. Louis County Council also plans a public hearing on the shortage, and the Missouri Secretary of State's office is investigating. The nursing school at the University of Missouri has received nearly $20 million in federal funds to expand research that has already reduced hospitalizations among nursing home residents in the St. Louis region. The funding from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services was announced today by the university's Sinclair School of Nursing. The research began in 2012 as a partnership with 16 St. Louis area nursing homes and Medicare and Medicaid programs. The new phase will add 16 more nursing homes toward the goal of creating a national model. The university says the first phase of research resulted in a 34.5% decrease in potentially avoidable hospitalizations. Ferguson City Mayor says failure of a property tax increase should have, quote, no major effects on the city's agreement with the U.S. Department of Justice or efforts to adopt community policing in the St. Louis suburb where Michael Brown was fatally shot by an officer. Ferguson voters on Tuesday approved a sales tax increase but rejected a property tax hike proposal. The taxes were meant to reduce a $2.9 million deficit and help fund changes mandated in the Justice Department's agreement aimed at improving Ferguson's criminal justice system. The deal is estimated to cost $2.3 million over 3 years. The University of Missouri's Sinclair School of Nursing announced Wednesday it will receive nearly $20 million in grant funding from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to advance preventative care for nursing home patients. Dean of the Sinclair School of Nursing, Judith Fitzgerald Miller, says the funding will build on researchers' current efforts to develop proactive patient care strategies in nursing homes.
The basis for their current proposal is to use the interventions of coordinated care and early detection of illness, as well as protecting those at risk for health problems so that hospitalizations are avoided.
Professor Emerita of Nursing Marley Rantz leads the Missouri Quality Initiative for Nursing Homes. The initiative is credited by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services with reducing avoidable hospitalizations in its participating nursing homes by 34.5% since its launch in 2012. Rantz says the new grant funding will enable researchers to improve the quality of patient care by testing new payment models for healthcare services. More than a dozen companies want shields for businesses removed from a Missouri proposal creating religious exemptions for those objecting to same-sex marriage. Company executives this week sent a letter to a House committee chairman asking to nix that provision. The proposal would prohibit government penalties against those who cite religious beliefs while declining to provide wedding-related services to same-sex couples. The religious protections would apply to clergy, religious organizations, and some businesses such as florists and photographers. Businesses argue enacting the measure could hurt the economy and harm Missouri's image. The proposal is awaiting House committee review. I'm Jacob Kornhauser, KBIA News, Columbia.